Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's so interesting that so many times people are tempted to think that they are in complete control of their destiny. I mean,
you do?
Believe it or not, I actually thought, believe it or not, I actually thought that at once.
Isn't it amazing? It's just, it's like.
Y'all meet each other. Yeah, there's something going on over there.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're in the room?
Yeah, I'm in the room.
You were saying something?
Yeah, it's so amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you really thought that? You were in control of that? That was amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
How's it working for you?
Look at that forehead.
It's not.
It's not? It's not. But it's a better thing, though.
Yes.
The better thing. Okay.
But I did think that at times, and people still do, but we often miss the point that...
Oh, I'm sorry. We missed the point. Well, shut up. We're sorry. We are so sorry.
Are you?
I am. It's him egging me on.
It's funny, yeah.
It's him egging me on. Listen, as you know, I'm not in control.
It's you, you're the one in control.
Oh, yeah. That one over there.
Very good.
Chris made us do it.
Okay. So, God obviously is the one in complete control.
Okay.
Paul's talking to people in Athens, and he's talking to philosophers, and he's talking to them about God and would hope that they would give their lives to him. And he talks about in Acts 17:24 that God who made the whole world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he does not live in temples built by hands, right? And he goes on to say...
Well, that means he doesn't live in my building?
No, he doesn't live in a building. He doesn't live in a building.
Don't you realize how much money we spend on this building?
I'm sorry. He does not live in a building.
Welcome to the house of God. Right? Think about it.
I know it.
You just blew it. Is that in the Bible?
It's in the Bible.
He does not live in temples built by hands.
Built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything.
What about the man of the cloth?
Well, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But it says this in verse 26, from one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he, this is God, determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. And it's so refreshing when you find out that God is the one that determines.
I mean, He's actually in control.
He's in control. You know, the Bible says that many, many are the plans in a man's heart. Mm-hmm. But it's the Lord that directs his steps. And you can chill out here for a while. You can kind of chillax here when you realize that...
Chillax.
Chillax. You like that?
I like that. Chillax.
Chillax.
Chill and relax.
You got it. Chillax. Man, you're good.
Sort of like chillaxative.
not laxative. Okay.
No. Chillax.
Okay. Just chillax.
Chillax. Because God has this. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through... Listen, God is working this out. You may have plans, you may have desires, but we're going to understand that we're just kind of passing through on this journey called life, and God is the one that's in charge. You know, he's the one that's writing the book. You know, he's the one that's writing the story, and if you don't recognize that, if you don't realize that, you can be actually going against the very thing that God's trying to determine in your life. And we can get so caught up in thinking that we're taking the credit. I mean, listen, he said God has determined the exact time and place where you should live. And why does he do that? Well, the Word of God says that we can cry out to him and find him and seek him, even though he's not far. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the situation that you're going through today or the opportunity that you're going through, and it just doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right. Listen, it's that place that you're in that allows you to reach out to the Lord and say, you know what? God, I need you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
I need you. You need him? He says, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, I need him.
I do.
I know.
You don't?
Every day of my life.
You seem surprised by my desperate need. How control are you?
Especially right now.
I know
it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
And he's down to, 80 pounds now?
I know it.
Can't even find him in his limousine truck.
Go ahead, John.
I like the limousine, though.
Wasn't it nice? People really don't think this limousine truck exists.
Let me tell you something. The tent, the leather seats, and all that. I mean, I was sliding in the back there, you know. It was very nice.
So don't wear your seatbelt. I know that we had this huge journey we had to go on to be able to pick something up that was left at the last place we went to. I'm like, well, what meanest thou this? Have we seen this place before?
Weren't we just here?
Did we say the end and left? Wasn't there a very long conversation here? Are we about to are we fixing to get another, you know, 2-hour conversation? Why are we going? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Yes, we did make it back. We did make it back.
What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about how we can relax in the fact that God has determined everything. We can chillax, relax and chill here because God's working everything out. And you look at, you know, what's going on. We talked about even just a little while ago about how parents provide everything for their children. They have a place to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a place to put their head at night. They have a home. You know, the child didn't provide that. They're actually living in the blessing that was provided by the parent. Mm-hmm. And so many times we take, you know, for granted of all the things that God has determined in our life, mm-hmm. and we try to rearrange it and think we know better. God, you know, this job that you gave me.
I was thinking. Is that what you did? I can't, oh my goodness. I can't believe that.
Anyway, God, God, I can't believe
I've got to get more involved in my life. I have got to get more involved in my life. I have missed something here. It's amazing how people rearrange it. It's like, what am I doing? I have got to get more involved in this thing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is good. I'm rolling, man.
Good stuff.
That's good
stuff. Hey, got to get involved.
I know.
Well, no matter what, you don't need to be tempted in that area anymore. I mean, really, you've got to surrender it all to the Lord because he's the one that did it. And if God can bring you to it, he can bring you through it. If God brought you into that home or to that mm-hmm. job or to that place in your life, listen, you're not in control of that. Mm-hmm. God's in control. He's writing a story here. We just need to participate along with God's story and see what God's trying to work in us, out of us, through us, mm-hmm. so that we can be used for greater glory for him. And it's not good. Listen, the times and the sets, seasons of your life are all determined by God. It's for you
even
to find out.
Even your very address.
You're very accurate.
And somebody says, that means exactly where I am is where God wants me to be. And the thing is this, is that, no, he's already determined it. And if you're mm-hmm. not where the address he wants you to be, you know you're at the wrong place. Because every day you go like, I should be. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? People mm-hmm. say, like, every single place I'm at, that means that's what God wants. And it's like, no, he's dealing with you. Because you're supposed to be here, there, you're supposed to be with your spouse, or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That type of thing. Because some people use that as a blanket permission just for, it's God's
doing
this whole
God's
thing.
God put me here.
Yeah, that's why you've grown hard-hearted and callous mm-hmm. in the situation. But what happens is, he so determines the address like you're talking about, when you're not at the right address, you wrestle and rust, what's it called?
Wrestling.
Wrestling?
Mm-hmm. Not wrestling, but wrestling.
Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Wrestling. You wrestle with it. In your spirit, you wrestle with it because mm-hmm. you're praying about it. You're thinking like, why do I feel... Why does John have Nepal on his heart? Why is, right? Nepal?
Nepal?
No, it's John
Paul. No, that's Pat, I think. Nepal.
Oh, can you imagine? It's hot. It's got flies.
Not really. I can't imagine. That'd be torturous to imagine.
Not at all.
Did the Saints game come here? Anyway, the...
there's my limo.
But isn't that right, though? I mean, it's kind of like, so you can chillax because if it's not the address God has for you, he'll begin to reveal that to you.
That's right.
It's not like every place you are is exactly what God wants for you. It's where he's allowing you to be at the time, but he'll direct you through the conviction of his Holy Spirit and lead you into the... I mean, you can just relax and go with his lead because you will end up exactly where God wants you to be. Mm-hmm. If you follow his spirit. If you don't harden your heart, right? Yeah. If you don't harden your heart and you do that. It's so good. I mean, think about that. I mean, even to the point where... You know, we were thinking about even moving the hub to Texas and getting mm-hmm. ready to do it and get things set up. And God mm-hmm. said, nope. He says, this is where I want you to be mm-hmm. on the Emerald Coast. Is he not good?
He is good.
And it was in many details. And so you just want to be where God wants you to be.
Period.
Because mm-hmm. that's the place of blessing.
Yep.
That's good, man. That's really good. So chill. Lax.
Chillax.
Chillax.
That's courtesy of Michael, by the way. Michael taught me that word. Shout out to Michael, New Jersey.
Oh, Michael.
Michael.
Hola. And if you can't chill, if you're just all take some chillaxative and relax a little bit.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.